This is Wild About Utah.
In keeping with our nation's 250-year celebration, red, white, and blue have decorated Utah's higher elevations, from Tony Grove in the north to Cedar Breaks in the south. Sprinkled in between are mountain meadows carpeted with wildflowers, Indian paintbrush, penstemons, columbine, patriots of the loveliest hues. Additionally, nature's erosional forces have created monuments found in our national and state parks on Utah's Colorado Plateau, rivaling human-created monuments with their overpowering majesty. There is another monument found in the plant kingdom that towers above all others on our mountains and plateaus. Fraseria speciosa, or green gentian. Upon first seeing this lofty flower, my senses were startled by its monumental size. On closer inspection, there were multitudes of exquisite blossoms adorning its tall stalk, with cream colors flowing into delicate green tips, with purple dots sprinkled throughout. The sepals, pistils, and stamens are no less striking. I stood in awe of this monumental beauty. Over the years since my first introduction, I became intrigued with its remarkable life history, spending up to 80 years as an inconspicuous rosette of leaves referred to as elkweed. Then, in its final year of life, it launches itself into a burst of glory, shooting up a tall stalk garnered with stunning flowers. Given the size of its flowering stalk, it's not surprising that a green gentian produces a large number of seeds. An average stalk is composed of 600 flowers and is capable of producing 66,000 seeds. When the plant dies, its leaves fall to the ground and decomposes, fertilizing nearby seeds, doubling its germination and survival chances compared with seeds dispersed further from the plant. When a green gentian flowers, some of its offspring will flower in 20 years, while others will wait 60 or more years. Montane and subalpine environments are highly variable, with precipitation, temperature, damaging frost events, pollinator populations. Thus, germination and seedling survival vary unpredictably. It appears that, for a plant that will flower only once, having offspring flower from 20 to 80 years is a way of hedging its bets in an unpredictable environment. Research has revealed much about this fascinating and conspicuous wildflower, but it also demonstrates a fundamental fact in ecology. Long-term studies are necessary to identify some phenomena, such as synchronous and monocarpic, that is, dying after flowering, by Jeff Minton, a researcher. Green gentian has been used by multiple Native American tribes for a wide range of medicinal purposes, with documented applications spanning from sedative and digestive treatments to veterinary remedies. The plant's fleshy root was eaten by indigenous peoples as well, although considered too bitter by the untrained palate. Parts of the Colorado Rockies are experiencing a super bloom of green gentian this year, which is interesting considering it's been a record hot and dry winter-spring season. Many mysteries yet remain for this monument of nature. And this is Jack Green for Bridgeland Audubon Society, and I'm wild about nature's monuments.